Well, it's wonderful to be here this morning with you. I trust you all had a great week this week for Christmas, and we had some wonderful times of worship this week, of course. So did you all have a nice Christmas? Did you get you got what you wanted and everything? No? Okay, well, that's all right. There's the rest of the year. What I want to do this morning is unpack one of these verses from what's sometimes called the prologue to John. It's very theological, mystical, and so forth. But what is this? One, two, third paragraph, the last sentence says, "But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God." So what does that mean? What does that mean to our lives? So how do you do anything about that? I thought we'd look at that for a little bit today. And what I want to do is start off with a quote. I've got to go to my phone to look it up here. Are any of you Brad Paisley fans? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Brad Paisley. You know, wonderful country western singer. Just absolutely excellent. And, you know, guitar players look at Brad Paisley and they say, I'm never, ever going to be able to do anything like that. He's just an incredible, incredible musician. But he's got a song. Well, he's got like, I don't know, 5 billion songs. But this is one song called All Because Two People Fell in Love. So I just want to share with you a verse and the chorus from that. This is verse 2. "Right now at a picnic shelter down by Caney Creek, you'll find potato salad, hot dogs, and baked beans. The whole Wilson family's lined up filling their paper plates, and they've drove or flown in here from 15 different states. Stanley Wilson says that 60 years ago, he knew that Miss Emma Tucker was the one. Now 5 generations get together every June, all because 2 people fell in love. Yeah, there ain't nothing affected, ain't nothing not affected when 2 hearts get connected. All that is, will be, or ever was, every single choice we make, every breath we get to take, is all because 2 people fell in love." Oh, this is a beautiful song. Just even without the music, it's a beautiful song. And part of the beauty of it is that it's going into what drives us. It's bringing it out, making it plain. And a huge part of what drives us is that sense of belonging, particularly belonging to a family. And even if, you know, your biological family might have some whatever difficulties or whatever it is, there's other people that we sense are like our family. In fact, we call them that. You're like my family. And it keeps driving us and motivating us. We're drawn to it all the time. And we want to see that. And I know you experienced that a lot. Yesterday, Carol and I experienced that when we took our grandson to the Richmond Zoo. I think, oh, this is a great family time, you know. Feed the giraffes and stuff.
Running after him.
Running after him, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. And we were not the only family doing that either. There's families all over the place, friends. Okay, it's just a wonderful time. There is something about that is very powerful, and it's the way that we are made. And then there's something that God does about family that goes beyond that, that fulfills that drive and that motivation and that place within our souls more deeply and more fully and more continually than anything else at all. It meets that every time and brings us further in. And that's what this verse is about. He gave power to become children of God. In other words, he's making the way and giving the capacity and giving the power for us to come into the family of God. That meets so many of the things that we need. And it's belonging as well as purpose, as well as strength, and many, many, many other things. And that's that's important to us here at St. Francis. I mean, it's important to everybody, but it's important to us here at St. Francis because of our vision, the vision for this church and how we relate to the community. We even have a vision statement about it, and that is the vision of St. Francis is to invite everyone in the surrounding communities into the family of God. We want to see every friend we have, every acquaintance, every neighbor, everybody we know, every group that we're part of, every group we're not part of, all of it, everyone around, come into the family of God. And that what that means is that we will see the grace of the Spirit of God, the mercy of God, drawing people into that family, into that household. It's part of what he does. It's part of why Jesus came to walk among us. Later at the offertory, we have a song that I wrote a couple years ago. It's my attempt at a Christmas song. And what was that, the third verse or so? You bring the love of the Father's heart. You bring the Spirit's fire. You draw us to your house of life. We hear your angel choir. It's just one of the things continually happening from Jesus and the Father and through the Spirit is that we're being drawn into his house of life all the time. And that is something that we sometimes find odd. We sometimes don't want to go that far, and oftentimes we do. But that's the way that it is. And I want to share with you something this morning that I have in the past, but it's been a few years, so it might not be fresh in your minds. And some of you have not heard it yet. And that is there are several ways that we can be relating to God. And one is, or to Jesus, same person, We can be a fan of Jesus. We start thinking, Jesus. And then that Doobie Brothers song comes to mind. Jesus is just all right with me. That's being a fan of Jesus. Then we can be a friend of Jesus. And a friend of Jesus is somebody that, if Jesus asks me to do something and I don't have anything else going on, I will consider trying to do it. That would be a friend of Jesus. You may know a few people like that. Let's keep going. Then there's the followers of Jesus. And a follower of Jesus is someone who says, I see Jesus doing these things when I read the Gospels and I hear the stories, and I would like to try some of them. That's a follower of Jesus. Just like when you're learning something else from somebody who's a master of it, and you see what they're doing, you say, I would like to try to do what that person does. That's a follower. And then there's the family of Jesus. And in the family of Jesus, what happens is that your character becomes like the character of Jesus. Your competencies, the things that you do, become like those of Jesus. I mean, it's no longer just, I hope to be able to try to do what he does in some areas. It's that everything that Jesus does, you grow in to being able to do. It's like when we baptize a baby, one of the promises that the parents and godparents make is that they will do everything that they can for this child to grow into the full stature of Christ. That means the character of Jesus and everything that Jesus does, that child will be able to do because of the way you live your life. It's what he keeps drawing us into. Desires for us to have is that kind of a family. It's a family that is filled with him. I mean, and it's the same way in our biological families, or the families we were raised in. It's the same dynamic that happens. You become like your parents because as you were little and growing up, you heard them talking, you saw what they did, you do things like they did, you took it in. It's the first thing you imitated. The pattern of thinking, that was the first pattern of thinking you were exposed to. You took that in. And then you become like him. And you become like your family. I mean, hasn't somebody ever told you, that was just like your mother, or like your father. It's just the way it was. One of the things that I do, I mean, I haven't played softball in a lot of years, but I remember when I was about 5, we went to my father's company picnic, and they were playing softball, and my dad got up, and bam, he plastered that ball. It went so far. I thought, wow, look what my dad did. And every time I went up to the plate after that, if I were to go up to the plate again, that's the first thing I would want to do. I would want to hit it like my dad hit it. Because I was in that house. I was in that family. And Jesus invites us into his house of life that way. And there are several things that happen with us as that goes on. As you say yes to that, you say, yes, I want to be in your family. I want to be like you. I want the character that you have. I want to believe the things that you believe, which is different from believing things about Jesus. It's believing what he believes. I want to love what you love. All of this. And the way that goes with us is that we put ourselves into the position, because God has prompted us to and given us the power and capacity to do it. We put ourselves into the position to keep receiving from him. Just like when we were little growing up, we were in the position, because we didn't have another position, to be receiving from our parents and our family, what they did and how they thought and all of that. We put ourselves into the position to be receiving from Jesus the way that he is, the way that he thinks, the way that he loves, the way that he believes, the way that he relates, just all of it. That's how we are in his family. And we put ourselves into that position in some of the familiar ways that we've talked about over these last few years. And that is, we worship the way that Jesus worshiped. It's regularly just offering ourselves to the Father. We have fellowship the way that Jesus had fellowship, where he is close to a few people, and they are sharing what he does. What he does in the kingdom, how he reaches out to people, how he is with each other, the challenges as well as the encouragement. In other words, we see God in each other. That puts ourselves in the position to be receiving from Jesus. And then the outreach as well, where Jesus was reaching out continually in different ways. And it's sometimes with the whole group. Sometimes it was with 72 others. He was reaching out. He didn't have to do it all by himself, and neither do we. We just go along in that way that he does. We put ourselves into that position so that we can keep receiving from him, keep becoming like him. When he steps up to the plate and we see the way he hits, we want to hit that way. Now, that's generally how it works. You worship, you have fellowship, and you have the outreach the way Jesus does. You see God. Oh, somebody's on the phone. Yeah, that's right. So texting. Text them back. Tell them to get into the family of God. So, So when we worship, we see God in worship more than we want to be inspired. When we're in fellowship, we see God in each other more than we want to be built up. When we're reaching out, we see God in the community more than we want to have them come in with us. We join in with what God's doing. That's what Jesus was doing. And there's a specific way that may happen with you. I mean, let's say you're the kind of person who loves gathering people together. You just love having them over to the house, getting together. You're out for a walk, and then there's a group there. You love having that group together. Let's say you're that kind of person. You are probably an evangelist. And what's happening with you is that Jesus, who is also an evangelist, has given to you that portion of his life and his character, created you that way. And when you step into that, particularly as you sense he's prompting you to do that, you become more like him. I mean, you might not pass out gospel tracts or you don't have a Billy Graham video up on the TV or whatever. You might not do that. But you have been reaching out and gathering people together to share the life that Jesus has given you. Now, for those of you who just heard me describe that and you're saying to yourself, well, you know what, I don't like gathering people and I'm not an evangelist, so that really doesn't apply to me. Absolutely correct, but something else does. Maybe you like the truth. You just like getting to the truth of things. That you're very prophetic if that's to happen. And Jesus is a prophet, and he's given that to you. And as you step into that, you become more and more like him. Or maybe you just like new things, just getting new things started. You probably don't like cleaning up if that's the case with you. But getting new things started, that's you. You love that. You're an apostle. Jesus is an apostle, and he gave that to you. He created you that way. And as you go into the new things he's prompting you to do, you begin becoming more like him. If you like to see people built up and encouraged, you just want to see them, you just see them get further. You're a pastor. You want to see them get past their blocks, what concerns them, into where they're supposed to be. You're a pastor. Well, so is Jesus. And he gave you that portion of his character so that you can run with that and go on that. Or if you just like seeing doors open for people to walk through so that they gain a greater understanding of who they are and what's going on, you're a teacher. And Jesus is a teacher. And he gave that to you. He poured that into you so that you could become more like him. And as you go into that, you get more of his character. It's the natural way that you are, but as you see God putting his flame of love in that, and you keep going in that, you become more like him. Or to put it another way, you've come into his family. You're on that path, moving from a fan to a friend to a follower to his family. And then you start finding people that you really connect with. I mean, it's not just only you feel great with, it's wonderful to see them, you want to exchange the peace with them, all that. It's just wonderful. There's more than that. Sometimes there's something that you share, a focus that you share, a concern, a drive. You become, as it were, a family together pursuing that drive. And Jesus has invited you into that, so that you could become more like him. So that through pursuing that drive together, more people could become like him. And have that go on over and over and over again. All because he looks at you and he says, "You are my child. And in you I am well pleased. You are the one I want to be with." And he draws you more deeply into his family and starts connecting you with others that he wants you to be connected with. That's why you came. That's what it is. Whoa. Did you see that? Did you? Thank you, Eddie. All right. Where to go? That's what it is. To have the power to become a child of God. And when you're with a group of people like that, that's what it is to have the power to become children of God together. I could tell you more, but let's pray and then go to the table. Would you please stand? Lord Jesus, we thank you for all that you're giving us, all that you're providing for us. We thank you for giving us the power and capacity to come in to your family. We ask that you would enable us to become like you. You would empower us to have your character and be able to do all the things you desire for us to do. And we ask for that, for the glory of your name. Amen.
with